Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. With a solid background in agricultural land transactions, Eric Sarf, president of Murray Wise & Associates, discusses the main trends he is seeing right now in farmland real estate acquisitions.
We've definitely seen more consolidation on the farmer side. You know, I've been doing this for a little over 20 years now, and there's still obviously a lot of farmers out there, but there's less now than there were 20 years ago, and even longer than that when I was growing up on the countryside. And when I was young, you know, my dad farmed a couple thousand acres, and that was a big deal back in the 90s. And anymore, that's pretty small time. So seeing how consolidation of farms and farm operations, while they're still family farms, they're just bigger operations. Production, productivity, again, corn bushels now, yields, I mean, they're 250 bushels per acre, which that's unfathomable 20 years ago or even 5 years ago when we were closer to 200. So just seeing the increased productivity in the fields.
As for the rest of the year and into early 2024, Sarf foresees continued demand for farmland.
I think if commodity prices stay where they've been, which nobody knows for sure, but it sounds like we're probably going to see strong commodity prices through the end of the year and into 24, I think we'll continue to see strong demand for farmland.
Once again, Eric Sarf, president of Murray Wise & Associates, a national farm brokerage and management company.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.